This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The reactions of world leaders to the death of Fidel Castro include sorrow and sometimes criticism for the former Cuban leader. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's praise for the revolutionary and dictator, calling him a dedication and love for the Cuban people, was swiftly rebuked by some Canadians and U.S. politicians. Meantime, in the U.S., President Obama reached out to the Cuban people following the death of Fidel Castro to offer his condolences and let them know that he will continue his effort to normalize relations with the country. Still lots of reactions to his passing.
The people are celebrating because they see Fidel Castro as a symbol of everything bad that happened to them in Cuba.
Fidel Castro was a very good friend of our former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, and we're very, very sorry to hear of his passing. No, I hope that we can get to Plaza de Revolucion for a viewing. And my sympathies to the Cuban people.
Castro's death comes just a couple of years into the thawing of U.S. relations with the Communist Island nation after a freeze of more than 50 years.
Brian Fonseca of Florida International University spoke with VOA via Skype.
That said, I don't think that his death itself is going to have profound changes in terms of the political evolution in Cuba.
Critics believe there should have been promises from Cuba to improve its human rights record before any changes in U.S. policy were made. President-elect Donald Trump promised during his campaign that he would reverse Obama's executive orders regarding Cuba unless the Castro regime meets U.S. demands.
Those demands will include religious and political freedom for the Cuban people.
That's VOA's Amy Katz reporting. The Syrian army says it has recaptured a second rebel-held district in eastern Aleppo. Military officials said they have taken full control of the district. It is the second residential area in the eastern Aleppo to fall under government control in the past 2 days. Hundreds of people in the war-torn Syrian city of Aleppo are reported to have fled rebel-held areas to districts that are now under government control. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors and reports on the country's nearly six-year civil war, said that at least 400 refugees have escaped after government forces recaptured a neighborhood. French conservatives on Sunday are choosing their nominee for next year's vital presidential election from among two former prime ministers with deep experience in government and differing views on how to prevent more terror attacks on French soil. The winner of the runoff ultimately could end up facing the far-right National Front leader, who is banking on anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim as well as anti-establishment sentiments to sweep her into power in the general election, which is set for April. There will be a runoff the following month if neither side wins a majority. The incumbent socialist President Francois Hollande is expected to announce in the coming weeks whether he will seek re-election. A freelance reporter working for Voice of America is said to have been released by Turkish authorities. The details of Haji Can Farkin Saturday were relayed by a family friend who said the reasons for the reporter's detention continue to remain unclear. The Israeli military says it has killed four gunmen connected with Islamic State affiliate militants in Syria. Israel says its soldiers came under machine gun and mortar attack Sunday on the Israeli side of the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. Israel dispatched an aircraft that bombed the militants' vehicle, killing all the gunmen. Hundreds of thousands of people continued to rally in Seoul late Saturday night into Sunday in what is so far the largest protest demanding the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. For the fourth straight weekend, masses of protesters occupied major avenues in downtown Seoul over a corruption scandal that came to light earlier this year. Protesters are calling for Park's resignation over allegations that a longtime confidant, Choi Soon-sil, used her ties to the leader to meddle in state affairs and wield improper influence. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.